Everyone, welcome to the Shir in Mishnayos and Seder Nezikin. We're holding above a Basra, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Says as follows: Marchikin es ha'ilon min ha'ir esim mechamish amah. One has to distance trees. He would be planting new trees. He has to distance them from a city 25 amas. V'v'charuv v'ashikma. If we're talking about a carob tree or a shikma, which I think is translated as a sycamore, chamishim amah. Then it's 50 amas. We'll see whatever these trees translate as. They're trees that have a lot of branches. And that's going to be why there's a difference here. We'll see the rest. Abba Shaul Omer. Abba Shaul said, "Kol ilan srak. Any ilan that does not bear fruit, the type of species of tree that does not bear fruit, chamishim amo, that's 50 amos distance you have to have. Im ha'ir kadmo, if the city came first before a tree that was planted in illegal within the too close of a space, kotei tvein aros indamik, then the city or the person who owns a tree, and it, both of them perhaps are responsible, the tree has to be cut down. Who would actually do it? Sounds like the owner of the tree. But the city can force that it should happen. And the city does not have to pay for that, being that the tree was planted too close to the city after the city was already there. If the tree came first, and he needs to cut down the tree, but money is paid for the expenditures of that process. Because he put his tree there first, and then the city came. Subject said kadam, but if it's a subject, which one was first? Kotzis ve'anarosim damim, then we'll see that he has to cut down the tree, but he's not paid for it, seemingly because of motzim erchon al-varai, would have to prove that his tree was there first, and we don't know. So he doesn't collect any money for it. So this is the Rav here. Marchikin as the ilam in the ear, distance a city from a city. Lefishinoi hu le'ir, it is a beauty to a city, ishiyesh merchav ponei lefaneha. It's a beautiful thing for a city to have an open space in front of it. You don't want a whole bunch of trees right by the city. You want to have an empty, open field, open type of space. We said by a charuf and a shikma on fehen merubin. They are things that have a lot of branches. So for them, it would also interrupt the beauty of the city if they would be even a little bit closer. Sorry, a little bit further. You know, that far away is the other tree. The other trees are 25 amas away. If these things were 25 amas away, then it wouldn't be far away enough. The large amount of branches would still look not nice for the front of the city. Nilan struck, which we said is a non-fruit bearing tree, Ganai Hulir. That's some the disgrace for the city to have such trees there, so you have to be 50 amos away. Then the Gemara said that if the tree was there first, so he has to cut it down, but no same domain. But he's paid, Misha Yir Shaloh, whoever is responsible for the city has to pay them in. And then if the city came first, the person has to cut it down, does not get any money. And we said, Safek, v'chulei kotzeitz v'inon osim domi. If it's a Safek, he cuts it down and no money is collected. The kemen dino haze, the bein zeh kadam, bein zeh kadam kotzeitz. Being that the halacha is, in any event, the tree has to be cut down. The only distinction is whether or not he'll be paid for the expenditures of cutting it down. So la'achar shekotzeitz, once he's cut it down, immediately we say to him, the baal ha'ilan, to the person who owned the tree, I see raya sha'ilan kadam v'shakul. Bring a proof that the tree came first and take your money. So again, it's a motzim nechal avarai. You can't prove that. You won't get paid. Says Mishneches, Marchikin gorin kavua minoir chamishim amah. You have to distance a gorin kavua. That means a threshing floor, a place where the grains are gathered, the harvest didn't gather to this place. So that area has to be distanced from the city 50 amos. Lo yase adam gorin kavua b'soch shelo. A person cannot make a set threshing floor, even with his own property, elim kein yesh lo chamishim amah l'kol ruach, unless he has 50 amos in every direction. A person has to distance this threshing floor from the new planted saplings of his friend and from his plowed field in order that it should not damage those areas. So what's going on here? First, the Rav gives his definition. Gorin kavua. Gorin kavua means gorin sheishbo kri gadol shezorim oso berachas. That means a threshing floor that has a large pile of sheaves that you have to winnow it with a pitchfork. Part of the process here, we know from Milcha Shabbos, is that wheat are really probably similar crops to any other grains. So when you harvest the sheaves, they have chaff on them, yeah. And it's called motes. And to get that off, if it's a large amount, you're not going to go through and pick out each piece or whatever it is. You take a pitchfork and gather a large tool, and you throw it into the wind. That's called zora, and the wind will blow off the psolus, blow off the part you don't want, the chaff. So if it's a gorin like that, that is such a large amount, such a large pile of sheaves that you have to do it with a pitchfork in the wind, yeah, kori gorin kavua, that is called a set threshing floor. That's what we're talking about in our mission. V'she'ena kri gadol, if the pie wouldn't be so large, v'imbo lizros hamotz barachas, and you wouldn't have to winnow with the wind, with a pitchfork in the wind, ela haruach minashevis, because it'd just be enough, a regular wind just blows at the pile, the hamotz nidas me'ilav, and then the motz goes away by itself, kori gurin she'ena kavua. That would be a not kavua, a non-set threshing floor. That mission is not talking about it. That is going to be less of a problem, it seems. Our mission is asking, saying, if you have some type of gorin that's specifically such a large amount of wheat, such that you're going to have to throw the wheat in the air and the chaff is going to go flying everywhere, so that has to be distant from a city, chamishim amah. V'nei hamotz, because of this chaff, shemazik is b'nei ir, will damage the people in the city, kishu zara, when he's winnowing. And then we said, you have to distance this also. First of all, you said you can't put even in your own property unless you have 50 amos in every direction, so it shouldn't blow into people still. And if this is sent from a friend's newly planted trees and a friend's plowed field. I mean, Nero, what's about his plowed field? Shalchaleir, a plowed field of your friend. The Rav again gives his definition. Nir, which translates to the plowed field, he harisha shecharshim b'mosakai. Sadaf refers to the type of plowing that is plowed in the summer month, kideshimusu sharshei akotzim ba'asavim, in order to kill the roots of the thorns and the grass that was there. I mean, you clean out the field to prepare it for planting. It's not a type of plowing that would happen after planting to get the seeds deeper into the ground. This is one that happens in the summer. So you have an empty field. It's dafka being emptied out of everything negative in it in order to allow planting to take place. So at that point, you're going to damage it if you go and throw wheat and chaff in the air and the chaff blows into that field. It's going to be a problem. Right? It says the Rav Kadesh Eliyasik that it shouldn't damage. Ma tamka amar. This is saying a what is the reason. This is explaining the previous part of the Mishnah. What is the reason you have to distance from the newly planted trees, the saplings, and the plowed field of your friend 50 amos, kedesho yazik hamotz l'nitiosif? In order to that, the chaff will not damage those new plants, l'niro, and the plowed field. Shunas ezevel. It's going to become like a fertilizer, garbage, mekalkal l'niro, meyavish l'nitiosif. It's going to destroy in some way, damage the plowed field, and it'll dry out the plants. Yeah? So, either way. So it seems to be that if it would be the other type of near, meaning a planted field that was then plowed, right, plowed to get the seeds in more, so maybe it wouldn't be an issue to then have chaff land that become fertilizer. That would be quite good, perhaps, the fertilizer in there, if you're trying to make the seeds grow. So the Rav seems to have elaborated, this is talking about an empty plowed field. There's nothing there. You don't want any garbage getting in there. Says Mishnah Tess, Marchikin es nevelos es akvaros, you have to distance nevelos, or carcasses of animals, and kvaros and graves, that's haburski, and a tannery, where they tan hides of animals, has a very foul smell. Min ha'ir, you have to distance these things from the city, chamishim amma, 50 amas. And it says, ein osin borski, el mizrach ha'ir. A tannery can only be made to the east part of the city. Rabbi Kiva says, no, l'kol rechos, it could be any direction of the city, any side of the city that can make it, chutz mima arava, except for the west part of the city. Umarchi chamishim amo, and if you have to distance it even there, even where you could make it, it sounds like you have to distance it 50 amo. It sounds like the west, you can't do it at all, and everywhere else has to be 50 amos away. The Tanakhama seems to only require that it be made in the east, but in the east, seemingly even in the city. So let's see what's going on. The Rav says, as an avelos of hakvaros, carcasses and graves. Mishum reachra, this is because of a foul smell. It's going to come from carcasses and graves. Carcasses, by the way, I mean, could be that's where the slaughterhouse had to be on that side of the city. Because it's not like nowadays you have it. I mean, nowadays, I think also they build it far away from any civilized part. It does smell. And so here it had to be 50 amos outside of the city. Haborski, makom ibud ha'oros, a place where they work skins, right? And then we said that the Tanakhama holds you can only make a tannery ella the Mizrachir, only to the east of the city. So it's also outside of the city, right? Meaning we just said it has to be outside of the city. So what's it mean now that it's on the east of the city? It means the outside, only on the east side, away from the city. She'en ruach Mizrachi is kasha, imkein ba'al peranos. The eastern wind will only be strong and difficult if it's coming as a form of punishment for the people in the city. But generally speaking, aval keshihi ba'al kizarka, when the eastern wind is normal, hichama, it's warm, umenasheves benachas, and it blows gently. Vefikach ina mevia hareyach liir. It won't bring the foul smell of the tannery to the city in that case. Now, that was the Tanakhama. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. Rabbi Kiva said he could put it outside the city, 50 amos, in any event, he could put it anywhere, except that in the west, he can't put it at all. So says the Rav, Chutz Mima Arava, why can't you put it in the west of the city at all? Kol ruach ose. Yeah, to any direction you can make this thing. Marchik chamishim amah, and you can distance it 50 amos in any direction. Chutz me ruach ma aravis sheino ose kol iker. Aside from the western direction, you can't make it at all. Nation is probably also ruach. People daven that on that side. Sheshchina ma'arav, because the Sheshchina is in the west. I don't know what this means. I mean, we don't have any nowadays halachas that seem to go by this. We always talk about which way we face. You know, talk about the position of a shul in the city. But apparently, it was understood within a city there was a certain dwelling of the Sheshchina in the west part, and that's what people did. And based on that, Rabbi Akiva says you can't put a tannery on that side of a city, even outside of the city, 50 amos. You can't. You're not supposed to put it there. Bein halacha.